Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett is our guest. She's here. She's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust since very near the beginning. In fact, next month is going to be our 12th anniversary with Elise. Can you believe that? She started with us when she was only 9, and she's been right here as an abiding resource for us all these years, helping us with many topics, especially in the area of marketing. She's a marketing expert. In fact, she is the marketing mentor, and she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Can you believe it? Next month is 12 years.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It certainly does.
And you were only 9 when you started, right?
I know, but I sounded older.
You did sound older. Yes, I remember that. Now, you're one of the founding members of the Brain Trust. Anybody who joined me in 98, which was within the first year that I was on the air, I consider to be a founding member, and you're part of that group, and we appreciate you, your time and wisdom over the years. At least one of the real conflicts that small business owners have right now is that most small business owners are not really all that good at marketing anyway. And I think you'd agree with that. And folks, we're not disparaging you. It's just a fact. You know that if you're honest with yourself. I mean, some of you are pretty good, but most aren't. And it's not, marketing is not as intuitive as you think it would be, as it should be. But just about the time when, you know, we were talking all those years about regular marketing, now we got all this online stuff. And so now the whole marketing spectrum has gotten much more complicated, much more crowded. And however far behind I was before, I'm way behind now. And now I'm thinking, okay, then I got to get involved in this online stuff. And so what I've been saying is I've been telling them, you know, you need to know both. You need to be able to be good at the Main Street marketing and also the Cyber Street marketing. What do you think?
Well, I would say in general that's true, but specifically it depends on who you're marketing to and what they're doing.
All right.
Because I have clients who market to small agencies with 20-something people who are, you know, basically hiring creatives and freelancers,
yeah.
And the only way to find them is on Facebook.
Right.
They don't answer their phones, they don't receive email, so you have to be on Facebook if you want to connect with them.
Facebook, and then maybe text them if you get their number.
Maybe, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I have other clients who are marketing to people who are not particularly tech-savvy, and so, you know, if they had a Twitter feed, it wouldn't help them.
Right.
So I really think it depends.
Well, exactly, and I think you're right. But if you're a typical Main Street business, because that's, you know, the first business you described, that's a little bit, that's not as typical maybe as the average small business is.
Although more and more, Jim, there was an article last week called "Are We All Freelancers?"
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you.
That link.
So let's talk about how do we sort all that out? Tell us how do we fix this? How do we determine where our people are and how they want to be reached?
Well, you know, one of the main things I see out there is people kind of in their little cocoons, dreaming up things and making assumptions about their market instead of going out and actually talking to the people.
We call that reporting inside your head.
Yes.
Instead of going out and doing the actual shoe leather work.
Yes, exactly. And part of it, you know, it could be as easy as a simple survey as you're talking to customers in the, you know, daily flow of your business, whether you're talking to actual prospects. In fact, prospects are probably better to talk to than actual customers.
Right.
But, you know, you could insert one or two simple questions about online marketing into every communication and get a lot of information that way.
How about when a customer comes in your door? Hey, John, we really appreciate you coming in. We hope you'll become a customer one day. But in the meantime, we'd like to keep you posted on some of the things that we've got that we help, we send out to our customers and our friends. And if we were going to do that with you, if you were going to allow us to do that, how would you prefer that we do that? Yeah. Email, IM, texting, yeah. Twitter? What would you like?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's perfect.
That's what you got to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out. And aren't people expecting you to follow them home more? It's what I call follow me home.
What is that?
It means I'm a busy person, Elise. I like what you have. I've been to your website. I like it too. But I'm not going to take the time to go to find out what you've got. But I'm giving you permission to follow me home with your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I like it, maybe I won't. But you can tell me about it. And here's how I want you to get it to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that makes sense. And part of it is because there's so much, like, I'm only going to go to your website and explore what you have if I have a desperate need for it right now.
Right.
But if I don't, if it's just something I may eventually choose or want to do, then yes, you know, keep marketing to me, but in a way that's useful to me, not a harassment.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's how, and most of the time, the only way that you're going to get people to give you that permission is if you ask for it.
Yes.
And part of the way you ask for it is to have those options also on your website.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because that's what people do. I mean, there are companies I do business with, tiny little local companies and great big huge companies, that I've given them permission to keep me posted on sales, on technical information, on things that I need to know about, and they don't abuse it. Every so often, I get something from them.
Right.
And it causes me to go back and buy from them.
Exactly, because timing is everything.
And because my time is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I love going in your store, Elise, I like being there when I can, I don't have time to go there today, but I need your stuff today. So I still want to buy it from you online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely have to have an online presence.
It's not either or, it's both and, right?
I agree with that.
And so, all right, talk to us some more about this.
Well, I just think that a lot of people still are of the mindset, like, if they want me, they'll come and get me.
Right. That's so 20th century. That's so 20th century, Elise.
Exactly. Like, if they really wanted what I have to offer, then they would tell me, or they would come, or they would...
Do you know what that sounds like, Elise?
What?
That sounds like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a Tyrannosaurus Rex is?
I've heard of it.
It's not a dinosaur. It's an extinct dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
So when you make those sounds, if you're making that sound, if your boss is making that sound, then you are Tyrannosaurus Rex preparing yourself for extinction. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Elise Benin. When we come back, I want to talk about the two most important reasons, the two words that are the most important reasons why you must be online. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question on right there on the homepage, I think you'll like that. When you answer the question, you'll be able to see how you rank with everybody else who's answered. And by the way, the question today, this week, is which of the following is the most important domestic issue the federal government should focus on? This is all about small business, how much small businesses the government should be involved with small business. So that's a good question for you. And so check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the other things, the archives, the articles, et cetera, et cetera. Elise Benin has an incredible body of work there that she's deposited with us over the years. And she's with us right now to make another deposit. We're talking about marketing online and otherwise. At least your books and all the things that you do as the marketing mentor are available on your website. Tell us about it.
Yes, you can go to www.marketing-mentor.com, and all of my books are there. We have an incredible resource page, actually, with links to a podcast, and the blog, the Marketing Mix blog, and lots of articles and more interviews with you, actually, you and mm-hmm. me, as well as a list of trade associations, because I really think that the way to find your target market and to find the actual people who make up your target market is through trade associations, and this is kind of a way mm-hmm. to start looking for them.
Trade associations are one of the hidden little secrets that people should take more advantage of. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah,
we're talking about marketing online and otherwise, and you know, at least one of the statistics that I read a year or so ago that really troubled me, and I talk about it as frequently as I can, is that over half of small businesses don't have a website.
Right.
And that's preposterous to me, and I know you agree with me about that. And one of the reasons why that you must have a website is because of those two magic words, local search.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people can't buy from you online, even if they can't, you know, you don't have a big catalog, you don't want to spend a lot of money, you can actually get a website for free. There are people out there who will build you a website for free and host it for you, who will give you what you need to be available on local search, especially on smartphones.
You know, what I find, though, because a lot of my prospects, not my clients, but my prospects, still also don't have websites, and we actually created a tool, like a workbook type of thing called Website in a Week,
yeah,
to help people. Because the part that they get stuck on is creating the content for their website.
Right, right.
They don't know what to say. They don't know what to put on it, even if it's just a one page.
And see, what I'm telling people, Elise, and this is, folks, this is all part of the online marketing thing. What I'm telling them is, get over that. Just say what you do, your name, your address, your phone number, the directions, and I sell socks. I'm not a dry cleaner. I only sell socks. If that's all you say when people are looking for socks, if you get indexed locally, and you will, if you set it up right, you'll get indexed for socks in Sheboygan. Then somebody will find you, and they'll click on there, and they'll call your number. And while they're holding the phone that they just searched for you on, and they'll say, "Do you have crew socks?" And you say, "Yes, I do. I have a sale on right now. Great, I'll be right there." Bada bing, bada bam, you're in business.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably cost you virtually nothing.
Yeah, no, there are definitely services where you can set up a website for free.
But you're better off if you have somebody like Elise helping you be more sophisticated. But what my point I'm making is, Elise, that's the next step. Let's just get them showing up first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, then you can get to the marketing, to the little more sophisticated marketing. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. But the other point, and this links to the trade associations, is that you do have to go out there and find your prospects and
right.
connect with them online, whether
right.
it's through LinkedIn or through their online forum.
Right. Well, that's the way, when I talk about local search, I'm talking about casting a net. When you're talking about going out and as you said, going to forums and communities, social media platforms, that's not casting a net, that's fishing. That's going actually, you know, that's actually going out and trying to meet people. And you got to do both, though, don't you?
You do, because I really think so many people are unhappy in their business because they take whatever comes along. They don't say, this is
right.
who I really want to work with, and go
right.
find them.
Right. In the 21st century, that's an extinction plan, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely,
so,
especially because, you know, the economy is a little tricky, and you can't any longer just wait to see who walks through the door.
And it's not just the economy. People are not behaving the way they did 10, 20 years ago.
Mm-mm, everything's changing.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. And to me, at least, this is not complicated, and so many issues can be resolved if you just ask your customers what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the key today? I mean, I think, don't you think that people, if they ask a customer who'd been with them for 10 years what they want, how they want to be connected, how they're doing business, how they want to do business with them today, don't you think they'd be surprised that those customers have changed?
Yes, and I think they'd be surprised at how willing the customers are to share that information.
Yeah. But they're not as likely to do it unless you ask them.
Absolutely not.
Or give them options, like on your website.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a little freebie or a little bonus
yeah.
in exchange.
Yeah, exactly. No question about it. But be prepared. They're going to say, I want you to email me. I want you to text me. I want you. Well, why don't you follow me on Twitter or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I'll follow you on Twitter. Be prepared for those kinds of things. Elise, thanks for helping us with this today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Good job today. Give us the website one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Thanks, Elise. See you next time.
Okay.
You got to come back next month, and we'll celebrate your 12th anniversary.
Okay.
How about that? at least been in, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.